Chapter 14, Part 3. 4 days before the Jews' Passover, our Lord Jesus Christ cleanses the temple for the second time. The fig tree is cursed for the age. And the date is Tuesday the 28th of April, AD 33. Israel's the 11th of Nisan, the 11th day of the first month. Read Matthew 21, verses 12 to 19. Mark 11, 12 to 19. And Luke chapter 19, verses 45 to 48. It is indeed beautiful to behold the clear manner in which the Gospels account for each day to our Lord's death, from the beginning of the 6 days before the Passover of the Jews, named in John chapter 12, verse 1. In Mark 11, verse 12, we read, "And on the morrow, when they were come from Bethany," the morrow after the day of the triumphal entry was Tuesday the 28th of April, the Jews' 11th day of Nisan. On the way back to Jerusalem, the Lord, being hungry, seeks fruit from a fig tree. When he came to it, he found nothing but leaves, for the time of figs was not yet. Our Lord addresses the fig tree with the words, "No man eat fruit of thee hereafter for ever." The words "for ever" should have been translated "to the age." Our Lord's action, though symbolic, is, of course, an official act of judgment upon the Jewish nation, typified by the fig tree. It was the most solemn occasion, as it revealed that the Jewish people were to be under judgment during the coming age, which is called the times of the Gentiles. And from God's point of view, they would remain barren and without fruit, being cast out of their promised land, and led away captive into all nations. Luke 21, verse 24. On entering Jerusalem and the temple, our Lord Jesus Christ, for the second time, asserts his messianic authority by cleansing his Father's house, the temple. We read, "He began to cast out them that sold and bought in the temple, and overthrew the tables of the money changers, and the seats of them that sold doves." Then he levels a fearful indictment against the Jewish rulers, in which he declares, "Is it not written, My house shall be called of all nations the house of prayer? But ye have made it a den of thieves." Mark 11, verse 17. Our Lord's words are more severe in their condemnation than those he used in performing the same solemn task when he first entered Jerusalem for the Passover of AD 30, as recorded in John chapter 2, almost exactly 3 years previously. On each occasion, this cleansing of the temple immediately followed an official presentation of himself to the Jewish nation as their Messiah. Having with righteous indignation performed his judicial act of exposing the failure of official Jewry to maintain the honour and sacredness of his Father's house, our Lord turns again to works of mercy and grace. For we are told by Matthew that the blind and the lame came to him in the temple, and he healed them. Chapter 21, verse 14. Furthermore, children, who doubtless the previous day had heard Israel's king acclaimed with hosannas as he rode into Jerusalem, lifted up their voices in the temple, crying, "Hosanna to the Son of David!" To the embittered chief priests and scribes, who objected to his being so acclaimed, our Lord quotes the 8th Psalm, saying, "Have ye never read? Out of the mouths of babes and sucklings thou hast perfected praise." And when even was come, he went out of the city. Mark 11, verse 19. And so ended another of the days in which God's King was to be seen by all on his holy hill of Zion.